Welcome to the Balanced Perspective Podcast, where we're going to be challenging perspectives on what it actually takes to become successful in business and in life every single week. I'm Terri Ann Richards, your friendly neighborhood serial entrepreneur and your guide to growing an impact-driven business, fueling both your community and your life at home. Enjoy this episode. Hey, y'all, this is Terri Ann Richards, and you are listening to The Balanced Perspective. I am here with my guest, Sherry Summers, who is a revenue attraction master life coach that helps female experts become the authority so that they can make their first 2K and more. Welcome, Sherry.
Hi, thanks for having me, Terri Ann. Love your name.
Thank you so much. I'm just thrilled to bits to have you here today. So, obviously, we're going to jump in and we're going to talk about what you do in terms of your coaching and how you help female experts. But before we unpack that, I'd like to learn a little bit more about your journey before entrepreneurship. Who were you before Sherry the coach?
Oh, awesome. So as I was saying, I used to be in law enforcement. So I was a corporal in the sheriff's office. So I was aspiring. I wanted entrepreneurship was never in my mind. It was so far from my mind. I was a corporal. I wanted to go up rank to be a sergeant and all this stuff. But then life has a way of switching gears. Along with that, I had a side hustle because I believe in having several different incomes. And I was a property preservation specialist. So I was in real estate helping declutter home and sell it to the highest value. So that's what I was doing before this. I didn't want to keep going because you might ask me more about it.
No, that's awesome. So obviously I did a little bit of research about you and took a look into sort of a little bit of your history. So you were in law enforcement. So correct. What got you to leave law enforcement to go to, you know, doing what you do today, which is working with female entrepreneurs, female experts all across the globe?
You know, it's funny because your listeners right now, they're going to see how when hindsight, like, oh, I did this. And because of this, I got me here. But at the time in your path, you don't know that you're setting up these different paths to lead you to where you currently are today. And to answer your question, while I was in law enforcement, I saw a loophole. I saw the inmates that was in the jail, they kept reoffending because they could not find jobs. So what I did, because I had trained with Robert Kiyosaki, Rich Dad, Poor Dad author, and I did to Rich Dad's classes. So I was getting to train there in real estate. I took my real estate information and I applied to the inmates while they're in jail, create business plans for them. So when they come out, they can start their own business because every time they came out, no one would hire them because they had a background. Now let's be clear. This was like low offenders. They didn't pay the child support and, you know, because if you don't pay a child support, they take your license away. If they take your license away, you can't get a job. So I saw that loophole and I said, okay, what am I going to do about it? So I created this thing called Reentry Program. And the Reentry Program is to help inmates become entrepreneurs when they leave out the jail. And President Barack Obama got a hold of it and invited me to the White House to say thank you for my service. It became this media thing, became this media press.
What?
And
all,
yes. What? She's like, what?
Okay, pause. I just watched Becoming Michelle Obama.
Michelle Obama, yeah.
I totally just watched that over the weekend. I was like crying. I was really... Okay, so you went to the White... So did you get to meet them?
No, I did not. And here's why, right? And it made most people understand what I'm getting ready to say. It was the same day as a bombing in New York. So we got there. And as soon as we got there, he had to fly out for that or whatever. But it was... I mean, just the honor of being there. We took pictures there when his office, you know, it was just so great. And he reached out to me again and said, you know, sorry for not being able to come and all this stuff. But the moment, like, it just so amazing because of that situation. I'm like, oh, man, if I do it for these ex-offenders to become taxpayers, and I mean, they were successful. I was teaching them how to have their own lawn service, how to wholesale property. So we're not talking about just little side gigs. We're talking about businesses where they can actually feed their family. And after that, I said, you know what? I want to apply to my own business. And with that being said, though, I got divorced right in between that moment. So divorce happens. And I asked my job at the time, I asked my ranking official, I said, hey, I'm divorced. I have a young son. Can I switch my schedule? And they told me no. They says, even though I did all this press and I did all this stuff, 12 years of service, they said no. They said, we understand about your divorce, but we cannot allow you to leave early. Because I wanted to leave 30 minutes early to pick my son up from school, from daycare. Mm. And they told me they can't make that rule. They can't make that exception. And again, my 30 minutes, I mean, I want to leave from 5:30 to drive to the daycare center at 6 p.m. And they told me no. So I had a choice. I had to figure out, was I going to stay or was I going to go? And I did stay. But a few weeks later, my son passed out at school, unresponsive, not breathing. And in that moment, that's when I say, that's it. And I went on FMLA, never went back.
Oh my goodness.
That's a lot in 2 minutes.
that is a lot. So let me get this straight. So you have this great career, you know, you're 12 years in law enforcement, you're making massive impact in the community. Like, kudos to you for building a program, because, you know, I certainly have my fair share of individuals I've known over the years that I've either gone to school with or people in my family that have been incarcerated.
Right.
And it's cyclical, right? It's, they go in, they come out, they go back in, they come out, and it's just this round and round, round term, because they need new skills. They need new opportunities, and the world, for whatever reason, just isn't always built for that. Right.
Kudos
to you. I have to say that, because I think that's absolutely awesome, because they're people too, right?
Yes. Correct. And they're very skilled. That's the thing. They're very skilled.
Absolutely.
They just made bad choices, because sometimes the resource that's open to them is only what's available. So they're very skilled, but they don't have anyone to nurture that skill in the right way. Yeah.
And that's so much of us as humans in general, right? Like, humans in general, we're all born with a gift, right? We have these passions. We have all of these skills. Everything that's happened to us previous to today has built these skill sets within us.
Oh,
and it just takes someone like you or myself or somebody to say, hey, I see you. I see these skills that you have. Now let's go forth and give it back to the world.
Oh my gosh. I mean, we could talk on this all day, and I'll keep it short. Like, the biggest thing as me as a master life coach, I can look at my clients and I coach them from where I see them, of not where they currently are, but everything we do is based on where I see them. I just wrapped up my 2K revenue attraction factor. And during that time, one of my clients came on. She said, Sherry, when we were building my website, you said to me 2 years ago, we're going to build the website so I can sell things on the website. And at the time, she says, no, I don't know. I don't see that. And I was like, no, we're going to build things so you can sell it on the website. Here come the pandemic, and she's selling her teas, and she's selling all this stuff on the website that we said 2 years ago that this is what you need to do. So it takes someone. That's why coaches are special, because it takes us to see things that you currently can't see at the level of where you are.
100%. So how is it that you were able to, you know, look at your life coming out of law enforcement? You know, I totally can resonate and relate to the fact that, you know, you had to choose your son. I've been a single mom. I am a single mom right now, actually. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you have to make that decision, that choice. And bless it to be an entrepreneur, because, you know, yes, you work a lot of hours, and yes, you put, you know, your blood, sweat, and tears into it, but it does offer you that flexibility to be there for your, you know, your babies, right?
Correct.
So how do you go from law enforcement to working with, you know, female entrepreneurs globally and helping them, you know, define their niche, but get powerful in their niche so that they can become the leading authority? Like, how did you go from that to that?
I love it. So when I realized this is it, I mean, there were days my son's teacher, school, were calling me 4 times a week to pick him up because of his breathing issues, right? So they don't want another 911 call. So, but I promised God in that moment, no one will control my freedom. Because at the end of the day, we are, as entrepreneur, we want money, but we just want what money can give us. Right. Mm-hmm. And what money can give us is a lifestyle to be flexible. Like this morning, on a Monday morning, we wake up, no one controlled our schedule. We made the decision to be where we are right now. There was not a boss in a pandemic. We weren't getting a furlough. So no matter how bad it is, like, no matter if you have zero account as an entrepreneur, the power that you can wake up and define your schedule, that's success to me. That's success to me. So when it comes to what's next for me, it was more about if my son's school called me and said, go pick him up again, I'm flexible to do it, unless I'm traveling, right? And my mom will step in even in that case. there's so many times he said to me, "Mommy, I'm so glad you're here because I miss Christmas. I miss vacations. I miss certain things." So how did I move from that to this? Well, during that time of my transition, with the first check I got, I was behind on my car payment, behind on my mortgage. So I want to give you the real entrepreneur. I know you're here for the real deal.
But yes, I am.
I want to give you the real. It's not like it is right now. behind on my car payment, behind my mortgage, because I was building a business. I had to take the money from my life that I used to have, making $42,000 a year, to now using my personal fund to fund this business. So I was broke. I was broke. And I got, because I want to encourage someone, you don't wake up and start making hundreds of dollars. So during this process, one thing I did know that if I can find a way to increase my earning power, I can keep my freedom. So my freedom is what I fight. This is what I aim for. It's not the destination. It's the freedom. Like the freedom for you to say, let's go to Canada. And let's do it, right? So I knew right then and there, my focus is on my outcome. And my outcome is to be able to create more, my ability to have my freedom. And when I did that, I used the power of live videos. So I didn't have money for marketing because remember, I'm broke. So I didn't have money for marketing. So I started using my iPhone 6 Plus, and I started going live 60 days straight, helping other women on Facebook. I mean, you can go way back on my Facebook stream of me helping other women, teaching them how to increase their earning power. And I didn't have an upsell. I didn't have a product. I didn't have anything. Only thing I had.
Oh my gosh.
With a call to action, then schedule a call with me. But even in that, I didn't say schedule a call with me until 30 days in. And then long story short, of course, people called me after seeing that I know what I was talking about. 60 days, I made my first 12,000, 27,000, 85,000.
Man. Wow. I'm going to fast. But you know what I love about that is you just took the leap. Right? Yes. Like so many people get stuck in the, well, it's not perfect. I don't know if I know everything. Am I really an expert? You know, you get stuck in sort of that imposter syndrome that gets, you know, the little roundabout that goes up in your brain.
Oh,
that stops you from doing the things that, you know, God intended you to do. This massive action that you took that just jumped in both feet in because you had to, and that's the beauty of it, right?
That's it, Terry. And I'm attracted to the women who have to. So I already know my target market. It's women who are listening to you that says, I have to make this money. Like in my 2K, there's nobody in there that don't make 2K or more. No one. Because after doing that, I literally rinse and repeat the process several times to see if it works. And I went live so much, people started calling me the queen of live stream. So that's how I got my name. But the point here remains, is the women who come to me, my clients, they come to me, Sherry, I just got a divorce. I do not want to go back to a job. I'm ready. Sherry, I cannot stand this job. I'm ready to leave. I'm ready. I get the I'm ready people. I get the ones who don't have a plan B. I get the ladies who are in the financial industry and want to educate people. And her husband say, honey, if this don't work, you got to go back to work. Those are the women I get. That they must jump. They must jump. Yeah.
That's so powerful. But, you know, I think the reality of it is so many people who have a passion, when people go into business, I would say most of the people I connect with, it's not for the money. It's for what the money will bring. And I think it goes right back to what you said. It's that freedom, right?
Yes.
Entrepreneurship brings freedom, and it brings you the ability to bring your gifts to the world and make impact, right?
Correct.
So I really like that you've gotten to that point where you've really defined your niche. So I was reading on your website, you have three keys to turning your passions to profits: master, market, and monetize.
Exactly.
And I feel like sort of the system that you take folks through in sort of developing that 2K mentality and then beyond, right?
Let's be very clear. If you can make 2K consistently, you can make 200K consistently. So it's just because the mythology doesn't change, right? It doesn't change. The system, the strategy doesn't change as long as you master that strategy. But you have to first make $100, right? Before you can make $200 and so on and so forth. So you're right. So what you just said about the masterpiece is master something. People are so much want to grow. Like, I know my 2K value way more than $2,000. However, what I'm in, if I can teach you that you can make $2,000, it will give you the little trigger, the little jump, the little atmosphere that you need. Oh, I can go after more. So it's just the beginning piece, because there are ladies in there. There's nobody in my group make 2K. They make 6, 9, 10, and beyond. But they stay in there for the transformation. Ooh. And the womanhood and so on. So they came for the 2K, but they get way more than that.
You gotta crawl before you walk.
Exactly.
So would you say in, you know, your experience in working with entrepreneurs to date, that it's all mindset that gets them to that point?
Oh my gosh, how much time do we have?
Oh, we have all the time we need.
Mindset is the first thing we talk about. Master. Master is that. That's it. Master your mindset and your message, right? That's the first pillar inside of our three keys. So master, when we talk about master, is whatever your expertise is in, master that, you become like the walk-in Bible for that expertise. But for you, there's a lot of women who are expert, doesn't mean that they're the authority. They're good at what they do, and the people get that mixed up all the time. They're great at what they do, but when it's time to position as the authority, when we talk about authority, we're talking about doing what we're doing right now on a podcast, getting called to Fox News 35. My client is a Fox News 35 expert when it comes to British teas, because they look at her words as position, her words as the expert when it comes to whatever going on with the prince and the queen of England. You know, or being flown to the Philippines to speak with Stephen Graham over there, or, you know, doing stuff with Tony Robbins. Like, you know, you're called and get paid for your calling because you're positioned as the authority. They know what you're saying. So you can be the expert. Doesn't mean that you're the authority. It takes, you know, magazine calling you and say, hey, I want to feature you because you're, you know, those are all things that I've accomplished being the authority and also the expert in my field.
So what would be, I obviously don't give us all the juice because I'd love them to, you know, to learn more about your program in the future. But, you know, what would you say would be some, you know, quick, maybe not so much quick, but simple pieces of advice on becoming the authority? And it's, I love that you separated the two, because I've never looked at it, you know, expert versus authority. But you're right, you can be an expert in many things, but it doesn't mean when people think of that, they think of you.
Boom. Yay! Drum roll right there. Exactly. Are you a top of the mind when someone think about revenue? I need to increase my money. I'm not making enough money. I want Sherry to become the top of their mind. Like, I want them to be. So even like in the financial industry, life insurance agency, they call me constantly to teach their agents how to market their business, because they're so used to a face-to-face strategy. But now when the pandemic, they had a shift online. So most of my clientele is in the financial industries piece. So you just nailed it to the head. They're expert. If you ask my financial information, they can run it off in like 2 minutes. But go live and be there to tell it and teach it and having the brand identity, the colors, the image. Are you top of mind when someone is having a problem? Who is the first person they think of in your space that you solve to solve that problem? So the first thing I would say is, number one, is building that confidence, right? That you are that person. That's number one, owning that confidence, because all people want is not you. They just want help. And if you're the person that show up, number two, so confidence and visibility, that's number two, being able to be seen everywhere without physically being everywhere. Right? Because that will burn you out. Being able to be seen everywhere without physically being there. Because we know psychologically, the more someone see you, the more you remain top of mind. And then the third thing is messaging. Is your message clear? Because a confused mind don't buy. So what do you sell? Who do you sell to? Who's your target market? Like I said to you, my target markets are usually people who said, that's it. It better work or it don't, right? those are my mompreneurs. But they're chasing the same vision as me, as in remaining free to do whatever they're called to do as a mother. So that our goals are all the same, no matter how you reach it, but is it all the same? How long can I remain as a full-time entrepreneur, mompreneur, more in this space, right? So it's not, can I make $1 million? Can I make $10,000? Can I make $20,000? No, what is the capacity that you need to run your whole household? For me, it may be less than for you. You know, I'm a single mom with one child. I gave up an 1820 square footage home, rented out, became an investor to move into an apartment, a two-bedroom apartment that won't generate income for me. Right. So it's not about this lavish lifestyle, which I could have if I needed to. It's more about, do I have enough cash flow to keep my freedom lifestyle? So just reiterate what I just said, is being confident, being visible, and having a clear message. So when people who are looking for you can find you.
Oh, I love that. You know what I love the most about what you just said? Because you keep going back to freedom, right? And there is freedom in choice.
Yes.
But there's also freedom in, you know, what you're saying, that ability to get very clear on who you are, who you serve, what challenges are you helping to solve, so that you can be uber clear on that messaging and become, in your words, the authority.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. That is it. Because as an authority, sometimes we talk to too many different people. Like for example, everyone know my live stream. I'm known for live videos. So why they come to me and why they listen to me is not just because I'm always on live. It's because they're looking for financial advice on how to shift their business. Here's why, what I mean by that. When you're in a 9-to-5, only thing you hear about when it comes to life insurance is pretty much what your company corporation has gave you, what they told you. And so you just stick inside of that box. That this is all you want to know, this is all you know about, because that's what we're conditioned to think. But when I use my live stream video and I talk more about life insurance and how life insurance has, you have living benefits, you can be the unique index, there's you have annuities, all these things that your 9-to-5 may not have gone into, they just give you what they offer, whatever company they represent. My live stream video, when you talk about, it gives you the ability to hear more options. Now that you're educated, now it's up to you to make a decision. But the gatekeepers are not there. Right? If I ask you to come to a financial literacy class, they may not come. But if I ask them to press go and listen to my life, they will. So you see the difference? They'd rather hear from me, and then now they can make better decisions than just what your 9-to-5 or corporation is telling you when it comes to life insurance. But they will listen to me because they believe me, they trust me. I already build that confidence with my audience already. So I use my stream to educate the masses on why things are the way they are.
Absolutely. So do you feel that a lot of your success that you've had to date is contributed to the fact that you did do those 60 days of, like, were they back to back, like 60 days straight of live stream?
Every day.
Girl.
Every single day. Every single day. Because again, when I was doing live stream, I couldn't buy Facebook. I didn't have any money for Facebook. And I'm glad I didn't, because I wouldn't even understand the whole, at that time, that would have been a waste of money, because I wouldn't even understand it at then. So I went 60 days because that was the only way to get my audience out. I believe you use what's in your hands. So what was in my hands was a iPhone. That was what was in my hands. And I didn't have all this fancy stuff I have now. I didn't have all that. No, I just had an iPhone, and I would go live and I would teach, because I would teach, I would educate the masses that were listening to me, and they would tune in and they would ask questions, and I would literally get on a whiteboard and I would just do my thing on a whiteboard. They started calling me and hey, I want, because it's revenue attraction. It's not chasing, right? You just teach them what you know. And that's, again, about the authority position. They teach them what you know, and then they start attracting themselves to you because they build confidence with you. You know what you're talking about. And I became the what you call it, the work coffee station person they talk about all the time. And that was it.
So, you know, I think for those of you that are tuning in right now, I think there's a couple gold nuggets that I just got out of that. So use what's in your hand. You know, for Sherry, when she first started, what was in her hand was her cell phone and access to a free service, Facebook at the time, and just going live and teaching what she knew, what she was passionate about, so that over time she could become the authority, because she was already an expert, but to become the authority that people know, like, and trust, because when they know, like, and trust you, they buy from you.
Exactly. You said it. You got it. Huge. Yes. Oh, and it's not that. Just buying from you like that. The reason I'm able to pray nothing get canceled again, but the reason I'm able to go to the Philippines, I just spoke in Australia, Australia, the reason I'm able to travel these different places and speak at these different events is because someone saw me. Someone saw me online. Someone saw me speaking in my videos and said, hey, I would love for you to come to these conferences. Hey, I showed your video to some coaches in the Philippines and they want to hear from you. So we're going to fly you out. Like that's where it started from. So it's not just about, making money from like a one-on-one type. It's also making opportunities for me to be able to go speak to one to many. So.
Absolutely. Well, and I think the other thing that's really cool about your story is that you focused, right? And
yes.
John Lee Dumas, who has Entrepreneurs on Fire, says focus is follow one course until successful. Right? Correct. Like there's Correct. So much, and I know Correct. It because I mean, I'm a serial entrepreneur. I've been Correct. In business since I was 18 years old. I've only ever had really one job in my whole life. Mm-hmm. And there have been times, even up until recently, where like the next shiny thing gets in front of me and I want to go chase it. But every time I go off that course, I lose my path. I lose the success stream. Yeah.
Correct. Correct. You lose the momentum. Correct. Because, oh my goodness. My book, I cannot wait to write this book because it's you just firing me right now. But the reason why I'm saying that, because it is, when everyone was, that's what I mean by master. That's what I mean, master the level of where you are, right? It's follow one course until successful. Like, what is that lane that you master? Like, live videos, when it comes from a financial standpoint, that's what I master. Like, what is that? Like, I get paid to go to conferences, to live stream videos, to promote that event and whatever. That's what I master. What is the space, Terrianne, that you occupy, that you dominate, that no one can take that space from you? Like, if they think about something, they said, this is Terrianne, I got it. That is the your jam you got to find. Like, what is that jam that everybody else can do what they want? But this, whenever you get back from trying that shiny object, I'll still be here. And I think that's where that trust built. When everybody was doing something else, I was still using live stream. Even when I'm making my money, I could say, okay, let's try something else. What happened though, throughout the process of following one course, you started using a lot of beta tests. You get to the point where the next season is, okay, you've been successful. So how were you successful? I started looking at around me, what was the area of keeping me successful? Who was attracted to me? What type of entrepreneurs were attracted to me? So I got clear that most of my entrepreneurs were people in the financial space, whether it's a real estate agent, life insurance agent, financial advisor, finance accountant, tax accountant. So I created my industry because see, people like to find their niche first. No, your niche find you. You haven't put out enough data for you to know your niche when you first started. So your niche, your target market, they find you. People have it backwards, like find a target market. No, you haven't put out enough content yet to see who is attracted to you. So now I can confidently say to you, financial people in a financial space, they're the one that attracted me, but that's from 60 lives and all this stuff that I've done.
So true. It's so interesting that you say that. I speak on a lot of stages, and mm-hmm. one of my speaker coaches said, you know, rinse and repeat, Terrianne, rinse and repeat. You will be so sick of what you're saying way before anyone else. Keep saying the same thing. And I'm like, because I was switching up my talks that every time I got on a stage, I had mm-hmm. a new talk. And he was like, isn't that exhausting? And I was like, well, yeah. And I was like, but I was always wanting to do something fresh and something new and something exciting. And he says, no, rinse and repeat, like do the talk, figure out what they liked, what they didn't like, what felt good in your core,
yes.
tweak that and then do it again.
Yes. At 19 podcasts, four conferences, all this time I've been virtual events that I've been quarantined, like, so, and all of them have the same signature story. What I just told you about me and helping ex-offenders become taxpayers and my son passing out sick and how I made my first 12K using my videos. All that has never changed. Master that level. Because mm-hmm. the minute you switch to something else that is not you, like now you're off. Now you're not in your jam. Now you're not in your rhythm. And what happened while we switch is sometimes we don't see the revenue. And entrepreneurship, doesn't work that way. You can have $0 in your bank account and you've done so many live videos and tomorrow morning you get one transaction and it move your bank account up to $12,000. You see what I'm saying? So that's why your abundance does not equal your bank account. Your abundance does not equal your bank account. So you just got to trust the process and keep going, even though when it physically don't look like what you want it to look like.
That is my favorite word. So the word that I use when I think of that is grit. It's the ability to understand that thing that you are so passionate about, but understanding that it is a journey to get to the destination. And you need to have pure conviction and perseverance to get there. Just because it didn't happen today, just because it didn't happen next week, doesn't mean it's not going to happen. Because to your point, you could wake up tomorrow and have 12K in your bank account.
Exactly. Exactly. And it's just magnificent to think that, because whether you have it zero or you have 12K, your energy and your momentum and your vibration is still at the same level. So now you know you're not moving by money. You're not motivated by money. Everything remains the same. So when I go live, whether it's 6 a.m. in the morning, 8 p.m. at night or whatever, my energy and my tribe call it my synergy remains the same, regardless of what the outcome is. And that's how you know you're powerful. Because if money have your mind, you won't win in this industry.
So I know I got to ask this question because there will be people that will want the answer. How did you just decide to start? Like, how did you get over the fear? Because going live, even if you're an expert, man, like that is stressful.
It is
popping up and likes popping up and people are talking to you and you're trying. Like, how did you get to the point where you were like, okay, so A, I'm going to do it. B, I'm going to do it for like 60 days straight. So help me understand that.
Very good. So the good point, what we said before was we don't have a plan B, right? I love the ladies, mompreneurs who say, I don't have a plan B. My husband want me to go back to work. If this doesn't work, I get a 9 to 5, you know? So I love, first of all, so when we're going on there, it's a shift our mindset that we must, not maybe, we must go, because we don't have any other way. I mean, first of all, it's free. So you're not paying for anything. That's number one. And you're going to serve others. See, we take it more about us and how do we look? Is our hair okay? But if we shift our belief system, our mindset to say, I'm going to help that woman that has been up late at night trying to figure out, will her job call her back because she's on furlough? I'm trying to get that mom with a child and said, mommy, you leaving me again? I'm trying to get that mompreneur who's trying to educate people, just don't know how to reach them. So when you shift your mindset and say, it's not about me, but if I don't get that word out, if I don't get this education out, that person who's getting ready to make a decision will not be able to make the best decision because I didn't do my calling what God called me to do. So I shift my belief system, my mindset to take it off of me and put it on to the person who I'm called to serve.
So that is extremely deep, because I think what you just said there at the end of the day, you know, I've always believed that, you know, you have two purposes in life. Number one is to figure out what your purpose is. And number two is to fulfill it. Right. And what a shame to be left in this world and you have these gifts and you have these experiences and you have these stories to share. And there are all these individuals that you have this, you know, this ability to impact and make change in their life, that butterfly effect that people talk about.
Yes.
And you don't do it because of your own fear. I love how you just sort of, and that is exactly about this show. It's about perspective shifting, right? Mm-hmm. The fact that you decided in your mind that it wasn't about you. Mm-hmm. It was about all of those individuals, those women that must make a change because they want to see their son. They must make a change because they need that secondary income, or maybe this is going to be their primary income, right?
Correct. Because in marketing, you're not looking to convince people or convince a person, change their mind. That's not what you're looking for. You are looking to help the people who already need your help. So there's a difference. You're not looking to convince. There are people who are ready. If you don't help them, there's somebody else in your industry that's going to help them anyway, right? It's like, if they don't spend this money, they're going to spend this money with somebody anyway. you know? So, and everything I do, there's an alignment and a conviction. So the alignment, even like in my 2K revenue attraction factor, is 2,500 or 2,000 upfront. Because you're trying to learn how to make 2,000. So all I'm asking you is to give me what you're trying to get in alignment. Because you will never understand the feeling of someone paying you something if you haven't already do the same thing you're asking for. Mm-hmm. So it's just a shift of belief system. And if you can't do that, then you're not in alignment. Like, you know, my Robert Kiyosaki, his training was $10,000 when I did it. You know, I went to a Tony Robbins event. It was like almost $1,000 for just the event. So, and without hesitation, I pay for it. Why? Because I truly understand the power of alignment. So I'm not going to ask you for something that I'm not willing to give myself. So there's something I do all the time when I get on the calls and everybody want to make $10,000 a month. That's a secret number. I don't know why. What do you want to make? $10,000 a month. Well, how much money will you willing to invest to make that $10,000? Crickets. Crickets. There's always crickets after that question. I don't know. And the crickets. So you have to be in alignment. And I mean invest as in getting systems, software, tools, marketing, all that stuff. Time. Mm-hmm. How much are you willing to invest? And if so, all you're thinking about is you receiving and not giving. So even my 2K, because my coaches get on me all the time. You need to raise that price. Because people are making 10K, 9K. But the point is, it's not for me. It's for the new person coming in. Are you in line with what you're asking for? What you're asking the universe to give you? Are you in alignment? And if you're willing to say you're in alignment, then we don't count commitment. We count transaction.
That sounds a lot like one of my mentors said, like coaches need coaches too, right?
Yes.
And so if
yes.
you're a coach and you're out there trying to attract new clients, the question is, are you willing to invest in a coach yourself? And if the answer is no, then why in goodness name would anyone invest in you, right?
Exactly, exactly. And even, and because when I was coaching these financial people, again, these are financial people that are like, you want to deal in finances because it's not about that. It's about your abundance, your prosperity, and are you in alignment with what you say you're called to do? Mm. And it will show based on the decision you make.
So I always love asking this question, especially to individuals like yourself, because you can, you know, your passion oozes out of you. And, you know, they typically say how high you rise is typically built on how low you've gone, right? Mm-hmm. So, you know, the struggles, we're built from our struggles. Then the other side of that is we also are built on, you know, those influential individuals in our lives. And those could be, you know, parents, teachers, brothers, sisters, good, bad, and ugly.
Yep.
Who's been an influential person in your life?
It's definitely my mom. Like, you know, I'm an immigrant. I'm Jamaican and Chinese. So I was born in Jamaica. So I was always taught to... I said this on Facebook yesterday. When I got here, it was 12 of us in one house. Like, right, we're all immigrants. We came here illegal, but we're all immigrants in one house. And when I look back at those years now, we all own a house. Right? Now I own properties, not even houses. But we all was living in the same house, 4-bedroom, 2-bath. And it was, at some point, it was like 12 of us in that home. And my mom took all of us, all generation to America, one at a time. And then when we all got here, we just stayed in our house and we created revenue, right? We increased our revenue, we saved our money. And then I left, went to college. But at the end of the day, we all, adults, were able to get our own home, own family, and move on out. But we started together as an immigrant in one home. And we are all can say successful off one woman. We all have our own place. And some are engineers, some are so on and so forth. But yeah, that's wow. how we came. So our struggle is different.
Absolutely. But I also find that so cool, right? Because again, like we do become a lot of who we are today.
Yes.
Because of mm-hmm. the things that have happened in our past. And it's always the good and the bad, right? So there's always yes. the struggle, but there's always these, you know, these pivotal good moments that happen that help to build us too. And for someone like yourself to come into the country, you know, as an immigrant with that many siblings, whoa.
And, yes.
And then, you know, be taught by what sounds like a very strong, you know, matriarch, a strong woman.
Yes.
Who decided, she chose, because that's the thing, right? She decided like that she was going to educate you and your brothers and sisters mm-hmm. on how to, it sounds like a live a life of abundance. So take care of what you have to find ways to build revenue. And ultimately you have these, this group of family members that are all successful. So kudos to you. That's awesome.
Yes. I mean, when we came now, she would bring my aunts, uncles, and all of us, and we'll be, and here's the thing, like, we didn't even see it as crowded. Like, looking back, I never looked at, oh my God, it was so many of us in this house. Cause we're all out looking for jobs. I think one thing though, I said, I watched my mom work 3 and 4 jobs and I was like, okay, that would not be me. I got to figure out a way how not, because we have the work ethics, but it's in the wrong mindset, right? If we can, it's in the wrong mindset. Like, working is not an issue, but it's more about wherever your heart is, your treasure is. So if your treasure is on that job, they control your money. I think for any mompreneur that's listening right now, the goal thing is understanding that whoever has your money has your heart. So if your job has your money, that's where you got to spend most of your time. That's where you have your heart. So you got to get your heart away from somewhere. Like, you have those coworkers that will tell you day in and day out that they're leaving a job, but they're never really leaving. Girl, you should get out, but they're not even leaving. Right. So, I said, if I can control where my revenue come from, I can have my freedom. So all I did was shift where, what was supplying my revenue. And after I shift that, I gained my freedom back.
Awesome. So what would be your one piece of advice that you would give to people who might be just starting out in business mm-hmm. or considering, you know, what that next step would look like? What would be the advice that you would give to them?
I think the advice I would give to them is work the power of one. And I got this from Tacky Moore, work the power of one. So it's find out what is that one problem that your business solves. One, not 10, not 20. And what is that one target market that you are going to be selling that problem to, or helping that problem, that those people in that problem? And what is a one marketing strategy, even if it's live videos, that you're going to use? And then work it for 1 year, right? One target market, one product, one service, 1 year. Work the power of one. What would that be? And how will you convert them? Like, what is that one way you convert? Is it a live call? Is it a webinar? Work the power of one and don't stop. Don't change. Don't go left. Don't go right. Just keep working the power of one until you see the revenue to reflect the amount that you're looking for.
Even as you said that, my stomach got I got the knots in my stomach. I'm like, one thing for 1 year. I don't think I have, and I have had success, but imagine the success, folks, that I would have had. Oh my gosh. Okay. I'm not going to tell you that I'm going to do it, but I'm going to contemplate what that would look like in mm-hmm. my life. One strategy.
One
problem.
Do one problem
thing. No pivots, folks. No
pivot. No pivot. So that means you know everything about ins and out. Like if Facebook has changed their live producer, Sherry knows about it because that's my authority, right? If there's like anything, when government was giving us tax, the stimulus check, right? They didn't go to the website to find out what was going on. They went to Sherry live stream to find out what was going on because I was bringing our live audience on to tell them what's going to happen. So you can still work the power of one, because see, it's not about having 10 different businesses. It's having one business, but have several different revenue streams within that same brand. So it's still one, right? It's still one. My revenue comes in from different paths, but it's still one brand. Still Sherry Summers Unlimited. Still
absolutely. But you're on point, right? Like, you are the leading authority for these women when it comes to knowing what's next. I think the proof's in the pudding. The fact that people went to your live stream to learn about the stimulus checks might say a few things, right?
Correct. Because again, I just feel like we don't get all the prevalent information. So if you go to a bank is going to give you what they have and that's it. My aunt called me yesterday and she bought a new home. And when we were done talking, I had her life insurance taken care of. I had her new home insurance taken care of. I had her health taken care of. And her husband was going to Medicare or something. And I had that taken care of. So one person was able to write 4 different policies for one. No, she would have had to go to the bank. Then she had to go to, you know, so I just saw that one problem. She's like, so how much I owe you? I was like, nothing. this is what it is. So she was like, oh, only thing I ever knew about life insurance was term life and all this stuff, but it's our job. It's Terrianne, it's your job, my job, people who said we're leaders to educate the masses so we can make better decisions, better decisions.
Oh, I literally could talk to you for hours because I love the fact that you are so passionate about helping others, that, you know, those are, you know, my kind of people.
Yes.
My kind of people.
Yes.
So if you were on my side of the mic, what question would you hope that I would have asked you? Is there something that we're missing here? Is there a piece of information that I should have asked about?
Well, I think I always say, let your problems or the things that go wrong speak just as loud as your success, right? Because what happened when we're growing up or when we're looking at our idols, we think, oh my God, they're just so successful. And what we don't realize is the struggle. Let the struggle speak louder than the success. And they're always going to be struggle. But when you're idolizing someone, make sure you understand that they have enough revenue sales more than you. Right. Mm-hmm. So if you work the power, I want to reemphasize the power of mastering your ability of where you currently are. If you know how to master at the level where you are, what does that mean? That means whenever someone think of that thing, what is that thing that you do so well that you're the person that come to mind? See, Terrianne, you and I can do the same thing, but there's something that I do may be different. Mm-hmm. My energy may be different. My image, my color may stand out more than yours. Or your thing, like I'm looking at the back of your wall. Now I'm like, gorgeous, just gorgeous. I'm like, I need to do something here, you know? So that is the thing. Like, what is that thing? See, when people talk about brand identity, it's not the brand identity that get them in. Your colors, your image, that's not what get them in. That's just what's put an icing on that cake to get them in, right? So if there was, and everyone can do the same thing, but what is your gem that makes you different, that make you stand out? And whatever it is, master that.
Oh, I love that. So here's the big thing, guys. So many people are afraid of competition. They're like, well, she does it and he does it. And so they do, I'm not going to do it now. The reality of it is you have something sweet that could, you have the same maybe expertise as somebody else, but you have something sweet, something unique, something different.
Yes.
That other person does not. And people choose you based on that. They will resonate with that.
Yes.
Don't let competition scare you. Competition is awesome.
I love it. When people call me about, hey, I need you to live stream. Hey, I need you to speak at this event. Hey, there are so many people that speak better than me. I have an accent. My grammar is horrible. I'm from another country. I mean, how much time do we have? But what get them is, one, they love my energy. They love what I bring to the table and my knowledge. So the first thing is, when they're strolling through that light, there's ladies that says, your lipstick, I stopped because you had a purple lipstick on or something like that. And I didn't want to get out of bed. And you said something today that makes me get out of bed. I'm like, wow, that's so sweet. So those are the things that make you stand out, like just different things. Even like how before this, we came on this podcast and you were communicating with me. I felt like we knew each other way before we even got on this podcast. That's what I'm saying. Like, wow, I love that. How you, the follow-up, you know, the money's in the follow-up process.
100%. But I think, you know, at the end of the day, it really just comes down to just owning your authentic voice, right? Like just being who you are. You know, you made comment of the painting, and obviously nobody will probably be able to see that through the podcast. So the painting behind me, folks, is a painting I did, and I drew like a Buddha head, and I put a quote, and the quote is, if you propose to speak, is it true? Is it necessary? And is it kind? And so that's for me to always remember that these words have power, right?
Yes.
Have so much power. Yes. And so that's why, and it's because it's super colorful.
It's beautiful. It is. It's like popping. It's beautiful. That is so amazing. You're awesome. Great job, by the way, on the painting.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much. Okay. So final question is, what does perspective shifting mean to you? So this entire show is about basically like blowing the gates open in terms of your worldview, your perspective on life, on business, on parenting, right? What does perspective shifting mean to you?
Perspective shifting means that there's always more and it's always better. Mm. What I mean by there's always more and it's always better. So when someone give me a choice of A or B, I'm always wondering, is there more and is it better? So I don't limit anything. No box, don't keep me in a box. The reason I think I had to leave law enforcement is sometimes I was in this box that I couldn't get out of. Like if I if I if I had something birthing inside of me, I couldn't go to someone and say, hey, can I get it done? Cause they're gonna be like, is it best for the organization? Is it not best for the organization? Who is, it was so much no's before you even, so my talent and my skills had to stay dormant. And they wanted to like, let me out. So, so I learned a long time ago, I will not do good in a 9-to-5. No, because there's gotta be more and they gotta be better. So I think my perspective is always finding out the more and finding out how to become better, that mastery we just talked about.
Oh, I love that. Okay, Sherry, I know there are going to be people that are tuning in that are going to want to go, okay, how do I connect with Sherry and where do I find her live stream? So Sherry, where can people connect with you?
Awesome. So of course my website is It's Sherry with two R's. It's Sherry.com or I'm at It's Sherry Summers on all platforms. Summers is S-O-M-E-R-S. Because people always get that wrong. It's Sherry Summers, all Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, all
you
that.
Literally are everywhere. I know I followed you and I love the fact that it is It's Sherry
yes.
Summers. Like it's everywhere.
Correct. It is. And because when I get on stage, it was always, ladies and gentlemen, it's Sherry Summers. So, or I get live, it's Sherry Summers, your revenue attraction master life coach. So it's that lingo.
That's very clear and to the point. I love it. Listen, lady, it has been an absolute pleasure. It's been a pleasure. Okay. And I've had oodles of fun with you today. Yes. I've learned a lot. I hope to connect with you so much more in the future. And hope you have an amazing day.
Thank you so much. Thank you. Awesome. Thank you for being here. I appreciate you giving me the opportunity.
Perfect. Thank you, Sherry. And there she goes. Thank you so much for listening to another episode of The Balanced Perspective. Have your perspective shifted yet? Can I ask you a favor? To ensure I get to help other amazing entrepreneurs radically shift their perspectives, would you please leave me a 5-star review on iTunes and everywhere else you are tuning in? Oh, and P.S. If you want to continue this conversation, join me over on the gram at TA_Richards. And remember, if you change the way you look at things, the things you look at will change.